What's Up? General Young Women Meeting, A Great and Marvelous Work, Saturday, March 26, 2005, in the Conference Center. All young women 12 to 18 years of age, their mothers, and young women leaders are invited. Live broadcast, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Pacific. Rebroadcast, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Pacific. Or access the broadcast on the Internet at www.lds.org/broadcast. The KBYU TV rebroadcast will begin at 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. In 1 Nephi, chapter 14, verse 7, the Savior says, I will work a great and a marvelous work among the children of men, a work which shall be everlasting. I would like every young woman to know that Joseph Smith was the Lord's instrument in restoring His church upon the earth. All of our work rests upon our testimonies of Joseph Smith as the prophet of the restoration. If young women understand the restoration and feel a burning testimony in their hearts for this work, they will have the strength of the early saints to face all of the challenges of their lives. That fire of testimony has the power to light their way in decision-making, to sustain them through their trials, and to warm their souls with eternal joy. Susan W. Tanner, General Young Women President. To prepare for the General Young Women Meeting, read Joseph Smith History in the Pearl of Great Price. Memorize the words to Joseph Smith's First Prayer, Hymns No. 26. Memorize the words to We Thank Thee, O God, for a Prophet, Hymns No. 19. Be prepared for conference. Consider this method for finding personal answers to your questions and individual help for your challenges during general conference. You'll be amazed at how much you can hear when you're really listening. 1. Write a list of questions, concerns, or problems you want and need spiritual direction on. Be specific and list anything that is important to you. For example, how can I get along with my brothers and sisters better? How can I do better in school? 2. Pray every morning and night about the items on your list. Ask specifically to find answers in conference. 3. Arrange your schedule so you can watch, listen to, or read the sessions of conference without being distracted. Try to get enough sleep before conference begins so you won't be tired and can focus on the talks. 4. Listen for the answers. Many times direct answers will come in a talk, but other times they may come as you listen to the music, or prayers, or reread the talks in the Ensign. Be open to the promptings of the Spirit. All of us will be tested, and all of us need true friends to love us, to listen to us, to show us the way, and to testify of truth to us so that we may retain the companionship of the Holy Ghost. You must be such a true friend. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, True Friends, Ensign, May 2002, page 29. It happened in March, March 26, 1830. The first copies of the Book of Mormon were available at the Grandin Bookshop in Palmyra, New York. March 1, 1842. The Times and Seasons published Joseph Smith's Wentworth Letter, which gave a short history of the Church and statements that are now called the Articles of Faith. March 12, 1961. The Holland Stake was organized in The Hague, Netherlands. It was the first non-English-speaking stake in the Church. March 6, 1999. President Gordon B. Hinckley dedicated the Colonia Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico Temple. End of the section, What's Up?